just bundle up and stay warm.
Hey, I'm Eric Deatherage. That's what they call in the biz a cold open.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We are back again this week for another episode of Prairie Beat,
our weekly news podcast from the newsroom of Prairie Public, where we try to deliver the stories of the day in a quick, digestible format. Danielle, what is on the beat this week? Should we talk
about the weather? Well, I know so much is happening, right? Obviously, a lot is going on the world stage and here at home, and we do like to tackle those issues from time to time, and we will continue to do that. But once in a while, we do need to talk about the weather.
Well, you know, it is January, it's winter, it's cold, but that's not really news, right? But I do know that the weather this week is certainly shaping up to be a darn big story.
Yes, so we will be getting plunged into the deep freeze. It's our first major real cold snap of this season. We actually got a heads up from the National Weather Service about it yesterday, which they do that from time to time. And when I was reading it, it definitely made me raise my eyebrows a little bit.
Jennifer Ritterling, and I'm a meteorologist.
Now, Jennifer Ritterling works at the Grand Forks National Weather Service office, and she told me that this week they've had some light snow here and there, and there's been some more snow falling this morning. Some winds are blowing it around, which can create some travel problems. I don't know about you, but I counted 7 cars in the ditch this morning on my way to work. I don't, you know, whatever you saw on your way in. But and then the temperatures have been pretty cold over the last few days, you know, a few degrees below zero or just above it in most places. But tonight and then tomorrow, it is going to get really interesting.
Yeah, my wife texted me on the way in. She said, avoid the interstate on 29. There's like 5 cars in the ditch, you know, so I took the side streets and I was okay. But didn't I see on your social media post that like trees are going to explode? It's that cold?
That can happen, but it's mostly like they're popping from the cold. So it's not like they're busting open at every...
That would be some major news.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's going to be the coldest air mass we've seen so far this winter. We are looking at actual temperatures Wednesday night into Thursday, dipping down into teens below zero, with wind chills down into the 30s and 40s below zero. And it looks even colder for Thursday night into Friday, with temperatures dipping down close to minus 30 actual temperatures, and then with wind chills, that would be minus 40s and minus 50s.
Ugh. Oh, gosh, that is cold for sure. I mean, even for the lifelong residents of North Dakota and surrounding states, people know and understand this kind of cold, and that's not unheard of, but it really isn't something that happens that often, and thankfully not.
Right. And unfortunately, this weather pattern is kind of looking like it's going to park itself right over us for a minute. I mean, I hate to say it, it might be a few days.
Yikes.
And then that cold is going to continue into the weekend. We're still expecting minus 40 and below at times through Friday night into Saturday, and then Saturday night into Sunday.
Almost got it. About to celebrate a little bit more. It's cold. That wind just whistling out there.
She also said into next week, low temperatures will remain below zero, the teens below into Monday, and then the rest of the week, lows will remain just below zero, and then the highs, single digits to maybe low digits above zero. So that's pretty cold. But honestly, after these next few days, you know, through the weekend here, that might feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're at that stage where 5 or 8 degrees above zero, we're wearing short sleeves when we take out the trash. Now, North Dakota is a big state. Sometimes temps in, for example, western North Dakota might be a bit warmer than they are in the eastern half. Are we talking widespread extreme cold, like every corner of the state?
Pretty much.
The first round of it that is going on kind of Wednesday night into Thursday, that will be mostly in the north near the Canadian border. That's where we have our extreme cold warning out already. And then a cold weather advisory kind of from I-94 northward. But by the time we get into Thursday night into Friday, it's looking very, very cold pretty much everywhere. We have an extreme cold watch out for that time period onward.
So obviously, when we come out and say, breaking news, it's cold in January in North Dakota, like we've been saying, I mean, that's not entirely shocking to anybody. But I did want to highlight this week because since it is the first big cold snap of the season, it's important to remember just how dangerous these conditions can be.
You know, it's going to take very little time for frostbite to set in if you are out and about in this kind of weather, in minus 40 to minus 60 wind chills. Frostbite can start in as little as 5 minutes. And then, of course, you know, worse than frostbite is hypothermia. So you start to get super lethargic and stuff like that. So you definitely don't want that to occur.
Yeah, you know, that's no joke. 60 below wind chills. You guess. I know I'm not going for a stroll outside in that stuff or doing much of anything when it's that cold out. Just some nasty, dangerous stuff.
Ritterling said to definitely limit any time you spend outdoors and, you know, keep an eye out for your neighbors, too. This is going to be a time as well where ranchers are going to want to check on their livestock. If you have pets, you know, don't let your dogs out for too long either. Watch those paws. And if you must travel, be sure to pack winter survival gear. You're going to want to make sure you have water, high-calorie snacks, blankets. Make sure your phone is charged up and you've got a portable charger, too. And other good things to have are like a shovel, some cat litter or sand if you need help getting any traction. And then, of course, jumper cables.
Yeah, I got all that, including cat litter in my trunk. So I'm ready. When it's this cold, I know you need to keep an eye out, too, on your house.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on those air intake vents quite seriously. Make sure they don't get frozen over. And the sewer pipe on your roof can also freeze up and cause problems with gas backing up into your home. So watch out for that. And I liked what Ritterling says about keeping your eyes out for your neighbors, too, especially elderly neighbors that might be living by themselves. This cold snap won't last too long, but thankfully we can all get through it together.
I wanted to point out, too, that this extreme cold is obviously not ideal for anybody, but I kind of think we're getting off a little bit easy. Weather forecasters have been saying that a monster winter storm is going to impact a massive portion of the country this weekend, and thankfully we are not in that area.
Yeah, I've been seeing that, too. Of course, I always look at the East Coast, and yeah, they're panicking there, and they are already clearing out the grocery aisles, trust me. Locations from, like, Texas all the way to the eastern seaboard are expected to really get hammered with this thing.
Big storms like this aren't out of the question for that part of the country, but the way they're talking, I mean, it really could be historic. The last time there was an event like this, we could go all the way back to like 2009, maybe. So it's going to start on Friday, last through the weekend, and it's going to be a lot of ice and snow. It unfortunately could cause widespread power outages, damage. Millions of people live in the path of this thing.
Yeah, they might not have trees that are popping, but they have trees that pop power lines there mm-hmm. in the East Coast, and that's very serious. I do think they're still trying to really finalize the exact track of that storm, too, because they're still at the point where if they run different models, you know, the European model, the U.S. model, this and that model, the storm could be moving a little further north. Certainly a lot left to find out about that. And something I'm sure a lot of us will be watching, you know, as if we didn't have any other United States or world news to pay attention to. What else have you, Dave and Todd, been working on this week?
You are given a product that potentially could save up to 2 lives.
Todd did a story about the American Red Cross asking for blood donations. The flu circulating so widely has led to a bit of a shortage in supply.
It's great news for our airline passengers and our airports throughout the state of North Dakota.
2025 was a pretty good year for air travel in North Dakota.
If we execute our game plan, we can continue to receive an outsized share of these federal dollars.
And Governor Kelly Armstrong delivered a very brief State of the State address today ahead of a special legislative session that is also getting underway.
Well, we got some more research to do, but I feel like that had to be the shortest State of the State address in state history, at least compared to the last few ones. We will need to fact check more on that. Thanks for all that good info, Danielle.
You bet. Be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
Thanks for being with us again on Prairie Beats. Stay warm. I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.